Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I've got a great episode with my guest, Janicia Allura, and she's my first guest from Singapore. She is a badass woman entrepreneur who is the founder of Rich Soul Woman, and this is a community of over 200,000 women and growing rapidly. And why I wanted to bring her on was, one, I just love the mission and the message of what she is sharing and creating, which is really to empower women in the household to build businesses online and generate income and freedom through the online platforms that many of us and all of us have access to nowadays. So whether you're a woman or not, she shared some amazing tips on how to go about doing that. Second is, I'm a father of two daughters. I am also an advocate for female women entrepreneurship and just entrepreneurship in general. But what really stuck out to me was how she was able to create this movement of over 200,000 people, guys. Like, a community of over 200,000 people is nothing to overlook. And I know many of you are creating your own tribes and your own communities and building your own brand and your own culture. And there are many things in today's episode that you can use and implement into your own formula. So I really want to make sure that you guys don't miss that part of the episode, being that she shares how she's been able to do that and kind of the formula for that. Also, one of the things that I appreciated and that I asked, because I'm always wondering myself, is how can I and men in general better support and empower women entrepreneurs, as well as just women in general, being that women are badasses. They are oftentimes, and scientifically, this is proven, better leaders than us as men. And how do we empower them in those positions to, one, help us get what we want as business owners and as community members and as leaders, as well as how do we collectively work together to create something bigger and better that none of us could create on our own. So today's episode was a great one that I think you guys are really going to enjoy. Now, if you guys aren't subscribed to the podcast yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast, where each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are dropping new episodes on all of the podcasting platforms, as well as YouTube. If you want to watch this on YouTube, head over to mattacheson.com and check out our YouTube channel that allows you to subscribe and get that face-to-face interaction. Drop any comments in the show description that you guys may be wanting to know more about or continue having conversation around, and to just see some of the amazing people that we're interviewing. If you're that visual type of person, we are on YouTube now as well. Also, if you get any kind of value from any of the content that is shared, on Mondays are Millionaire Mondays, right? Where we interview millionaires that have built amazing businesses, but these are people who are living like millionaires in all areas of their life, that you can learn from their entrepreneurial journey, from their psychology, their habits, their disciplines, and apply that to your own unique journey. Wednesdays, our new segment is all about Wealth Building Wednesdays, where I'm bringing on my buddy and a new co-host on our Wealth Building Wednesday episodes, talking truly all things wealth, all things money. Whether that's real estate, whether that's stocks and bonds, whether that is specific business, we're talking all wealth building. And then on Fridays, Friday Food for Thought, keeping that mind right, right? Because this is a very challenging journey at times. And there are many peaks, there are many valleys. And in order for you to succeed and persevere and to really thrive as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to keep that mind right. So we're going to be talking a lot about those on each and every episode on Friday. So hit that subscribe button, leave a review if there is some kind of value that you get from this. It helps us continue to expand this message, as well as just share an episode that you thought one impacted you or may make an impact on somebody else. That's all we ask. And if we're not connected on social media, which is really Instagram for me, be sure to shoot me a message on Instagram so that way I can connect with you. You guys are the reasons why I do this show, and we are continuing to build this community in a much tighter knit fashion. We're going to be starting to roll out some events. We are doing some group coaching. We have some amazing stuff going on in the Rich Life Academy. So if you are not checking that out yet, our accountability groups, go over to therichlifeacademy.com. But with that being said, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's dig into today's episode, continue that march to a million and beyond right after this quick message. Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. Welcome into the show, Miss Janisha Alora. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, I think you're my first guest from Singapore.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I've been going global. You know, we've had a lot of people in different countries, but no one from Singapore yet.
Yay.
It's a special day today.
Definitely.
So tell a little bit, people that don't know about your brand, Soul Rich Woman. I mean, you've got a massive amount of women and female entrepreneurs and just powerhouse ladies that are really, you know, taking the world by storm. And for those, I have two young daughters and I'm all about female empowerment and, you know, just how many amazing leaders that are women that are out there that aren't getting the opportunities and aren't in the conversations that they should be in. And so I just love what you're doing. I love your brand. I love your message. But for those that don't know who you are and what you do, how do you describe it to them?
Well, basically, my name is Janisha Alora, spelled as G-E-N-E-C-I-A, Janisha. And basically, I'm the founder of Soul Rich Woman. And then what we do is we are in Southeast Asia and we have 200,000 over members. Within the community, what we do is we help women to go from offline to online. And we focus in two areas, which is getting clients from online and getting your brand recognition online, whether is it personal brand or is it your business brand. So that's what we specialize in. But how I actually got started was when I was running my cafe retail chain from Indonesia. I was in Singapore. Our chain is in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia. We have 18 franchisees and licensees. Oh, wow. So when I was still doing this business, I mean, it was big, it was great, we were making money. My heart was empty. I just felt that I needed to fulfill my calling. So, well, that's how Soul Rich Woman started. The reason why I chose S-O-U-L is because I believe that being rich is beyond just the money and material. It is also about your alignment of mind, body, and soul. So that's why we have this movement. It's called the for women who love the F word, being fabulous, having freedom, and financial independence. We believe that women can have it all. You don't have to choose business or over family or family over business. You can have a perfect husband, great kids, and a great business that is helping you to go digital wherever you are and helping you to, you know, fulfill your dreams and help more people. Before that, I was doing image consultancy business, and it came to a point where I was trading time for money, even though my clientele were you know, like CEOs of companies, politicians. And it came to a point where I got, not say bored, but I was also like asking myself, what's my future, right? You know, I work, I get paid. I work, I get paid. I don't work, I don't get paid. So I say, hey, I don't think this is the life that I want. And because I started way earlier, because I was 14, I had to work and support myself through school. So my kind of like learnings and aha moments were way much earlier than my actual age. In 2013, I went online. In 3 months, I made $100,000. And 12 months, I crossed my very first $1 million. So it was like, you know, like a bell ringing off the hook. It's like, oh my God, you mean this is actually happening? You mean that I could actually just make money online like that? So when I was doing my cafe retail chain, I was in Indonesia and I was like, okay, I got to share this to the world. So I got started doing webinars every single week, every single Wednesday, and there was zero viewers. Zero, right? And then nobody was watching and, you know, nobody was listening, but I just said, okay, never mind, just try and just keep going. So I mastered the F word, another F word, which is funnels and Facebook ads. And by mastering this too, helped me to build my viewership. And in, as such, it started from growing from 10 to 15 to my first 100 and 500, and the rest is history. So that's how we've built Soul Rich Woman. We started in 2015. And then I'm really, really very excited because our dream is to empower 1 million women to go from offline to online.
I love it. Well, you're obviously making a big dent in that with over 200,000 women. And that's really just in your region. Now that you're taking this global, obviously that, you know, that pond and that exponential growth is really there. And I know you are doing all the right things to get in there. And it sounds like you've got an amazing background of this no matter what it takes approach and attitude and just figuring it out and just grinding away and having the grit and the consistency to just see it through. And that stamina is something that I think a lot of successful entrepreneurs have. Is that something that was ingrained in you at a young age, or was that a skill that you believe you developed and other people can develop in their own entrepreneurial journeys?
Because I was poor, I didn't have a lot of money when I was young. I had to support myself through school. I was often bullied in school. So there were two incidents that I would like to share. I think the first thing was the leader of the girls group actually came over to me, and then we were playing basketball, and she pulled open my you know, PE t-shirt. And then she was looking at my bra and she was just like, hey, you're wearing the same bra? So I felt really humiliated. I felt like really nothing and I felt really small. And then another one was they took my bag because my bag is not new. It's quite old. I've used it for many years. And then they threw my bag across the floor and then my books were strewn all across the floor. And I felt at that moment I wanted to commit suicide. I felt depressed. And really, thank God, I have a very very nurturing mother. And I would say that one of the reasons why I want to help women is because my mother is my role model. She is also my pillar of strength. And, you know, she has been there for me, even though I had to do all this work and support myself. She hold on to my spirit and lifted me up, right? So you ask me, where did it come from? You ask me, it would be my mother. She is my inspiration. She's like the leader in the community. So I want to continue her legacy and I want to do it online because the generation is different now. So that's why I do what I do. And that's how I built the grit and tenacity over time. I mean, if not for my mom, I would already have committed suicide. I still remember I was sitting because here in Singapore, we live in high rise. So I live on the 10th floor. I remember putting my legs out of the window and I was like, okay, I'm going to jump, you know, but my mom, she saw it and she quickly came over and she grabbed me. She was like, what are you trying to do? You know, don't judge. She just went on and on. And eventually I didn't do it. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
That's amazing. Give back. Well, we thank your mom because you're obviously making a big impact in the world. And you know, it's interesting because I'm sure a lot of women, and I want to ask this from two sides of the coin. One, because I think men need to think and hear some of this. I also want to hear your approach as to how you are cultivating this community and this culture of women supporting women and lifting each other up and celebrating each other and, you know, embracing diversity and differences, because women can be very judgmental and catty sometimes and can tear each other down, as can men, right? I'm not saying that, you know, guys don't do that either, but how have you integrated that into your culture and the community that, I mean, 200,000 women, that's amazing.
First, set an intention. Who do you want to be in your community? I think for me, I really thank God for the foresight to be able to see this trend coming up. And then two is to really write down who do you want in your tribe. So we have four core values. First is to ask clarifying questions. Two is to play win-win, together we win. Three is to leverage so that you can do more with less, so that you can own the F word. Four, you must be able to really, you know, focus and not judge, because a lot of times people judge, like, oh, why didn't you come for meeting? Oh, she must be lazy. Don't judge people when you haven't even walked a mile in their shoes. Go back to point number one, which is seek to clarify, and then don't assume.
I love that. Now, other side of the coin, right, is how can men better support the women in their life in really create more opportunity and space for leaders? Because statistically, it actually shows that women are actually better leaders than men. And so I'm just curious of how do you believe, in your perspective, men can do a better job at supporting women, whether that's their wife or a business partner, an employee that they work with, and create this more collaborative environment that serves the greater good?
Now, Soul Rich Woman, we have a man behind this entire platform. His name is James Wee. He is an amazing guy. He is my mentor. And then eventually, when we did a cafe business, I exited to the public listed company. And then I came out and do this. And he saw the potential to build this ecosystem, which means an online community and then a digital agency. So he kind of partnered with me to do this business. So he is like the strength of the kind of like the man behind a woman. So how, I think after so many years, the question is, how do we survive and how do we thrive eventually, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing is all about understanding the vision, knowing that both are aware of the vision and what are your strengths. Having run a cafe retail chain with four other partners, it's all about knowing what's your role, what are you good at, you know, how are you going to work together and understand each other in the business, right? So even as a guy, if your wife is not in the business, or even if you are not in the business, it doesn't matter. All you need to understand first, what's the vision, right? Two, it doesn't have to be this or that. It can be balanced if you know what needs to be done. What is the sacrifice, or what is the, how do I say this? Like the common bridge that comes to a resolution. Look, a lot of times women you will just like quarrel or just come to some disagreement. Hey, you don't have time for me. Why are you spending time on your business? So we have this lady who is in our community. She's 50 plus. Her husband was so worried that she would just do the business, online business, and forget about him, right? Mm-hmm. But we encouraged her to take charge. That means to focus on really having both the happy husband, which means meeting his needs, and then at the same time, doing things that she loves as well. Like, for example, spending quality time, making appointments. Don't assume, really doing that. The last one I would like to say is that as a guy, don't need to give your opinion sometimes. You just need to listen. We women just need a person, you know, sometimes to our husband, our boyfriend, our partner to listen to us. Just lend us your ear for a while, and then after that, we can have a really good time.
I love it. I want to shift gears a little bit to understanding what you're actually teaching, you know, and empowering these amazing women in your community with, because I know my ears perked up when I heard 3 months and six figures, 12 months. And seven figures. Tell us a little bit more about how you did that and what that process and journey looked like.
Wow. So first, you need to have a mentor who knows exactly what he's doing or she's doing. So I followed James and then the other partner, Wilson. So they were really good with online. And Wilson developed a system where it's duplicatable, replicatable as well. So it was like that easy. So when we were doing online, basically we leverage on teams and systems to grow the business. And we can't do it alone. You know, you can't just get the numbers out on your own. You really have to look into the process. You need to look into the teams and then look into the system. So that's how we grew our business. So like I said, it's all about knowing your mastery. Then you know your niche. Then after that, you will go into your teams. Then after that, you will leverage. You will go into your systems. And then you will go for your results. Synergy, then results. So that's the process that I did and that brought us from like zero to like six figures and then to seven figures in 12 months.
That's amazing. And what was the vertical or the space or the industry that you were employing that strategy and tactics in online?
I was in four verticals, beauty. I was also in printing. So printing is like, you know, those printable items. Mm-hmm. And then I was also in coffee. Yeah, we had this site coffee thing that we are doing delivery, those packet coffee that we did. And then one more is the like a caricature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. What was your favorite?
Beauty, of course.
Beauty. And is this something that you're still doing or did you step out of that to start Soul Rich Woman and this entire community? Or is this another kind of, let's say, passive vertical that you built a team and the systems and stepped out of?
Yeah, I built team and system and then I stepped out of it and then I let it run.
Awesome. So now it is a passive income stream for you. And where do you, for a lot of women or let's say men in general that are, you know, paying attention to what you're doing and some of the stuff that you're teaching, what are some of the online trends? If somebody wanted to become more location independent and start building, you know, they're offline, online, whether it's a personal brand, whether it is, you know, a business brand, what are some of the trends that you see that people should be paying attention to?
Community is the next big thing. I think this is something that a lot of people are building, but what a lot of people are not doing is that they are building a general community. That means like, oh, I'm all about, for example, women empowerment. Okay, but what exactly about women empowerment? Like if you Google or if you go to Facebook, there are like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of women empowerment groups. So I would recommend to really niche and your mastery. So look into your mastery first. What are you really good at? Like for me, I'm really good at online. And then what's my niche? So I help women to get clients online and to get their brand recognition online. Under this, there will be like personal brand and then as well as the business brand, right? So this is a space that I'm really good at. So by doing so, you can use the same amount of resources to do your funnels and Facebook ads and then to reach out to more people because sell to everybody, sell to nobody. Speak to one, speak to many. So I really believe in this whole entire process.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are very general and broad. And like you said, you know, you try and serve everybody and you miss everybody. And if someone were to, you know, want to start building a brand, do you recommend that they start with a business brand or do you recommend that they start with a personal brand or something else?
Wow, I love this question. In fact, I get this so often because there's always this thing about, oh, you know, but Nike is Nike and Apple is Apple and Starbucks is Starbucks. Yeah, but you know, guys, they spent millions of dollars to trademark, to brand the entire business. And I mean, how many millions have you got to even do that, right? So therefore, a good way to start is to find your mastery and then build your personal brand. And the way to do it is to really find the common thread into the things that you're doing because a lot of us wear multiple hats. I actually have so many businesses running at the same time. Of course, Soul Rich Woman is my main focus. And you can see throughout my social media, my messaging, my website, I don't really talk about other things. I probably just mention and then I just touch and go, but I focus a lot more on like that main thing I want to talk about, which is soul rich women, right? So what exactly are you doing, right? So it's not just about that, the title, the CEO of a company. Please don't do that, because that's what a lot of people make mistake as well. Personal branding is beyond a logo, a title of your like CEO of XYZ company. It's really exactly what you stand for. You know, like being a charismatic leader, you must have your mastery and your niche. You marry these three together. You must have this thing called memorable brand. Memorable means in 7 seconds, am I able to remember or catch my attention so that I'm giving you another chance? Online space is really noisy now. If it's not the first time you didn't make a first good impression, it takes 10 times to erase that first impression to make the next impression. But on online world, how many 10 times do you have to make that 10 times more good impression to erase that first good impression that you have ever made? So therefore, build your personal brand, find your message, really find a common theme. Don't just work on your title, your logo, your colors. It's more than that. What is what you stand for? What do you believe in? And then from there, work out your postings, any content you want to do, and then be consistent about it.
I love that. I just got back from an event where they were talking a lot about this as well in regards to core values and how your core values are essentially what you stand for. It's kind of like your code of ethics, what your belief system is, what your operating standards are, and making sure that how you communicate and convey those core values, that they are omnipresent in your marketing, in your branding, in your conversations, and how you dress, right? Everything and everything should be incorporated into those core values, and how then and when you do that properly, it attracts people that align with those core values or your personal brand, right? Like a magnet, and it also repels the people away from you because you're not supposed to serve everybody, right?
Yeah.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
And also, we give women a cape to wear on. So we have like a manifesto, like, you know, you need to get them into the like a momentum, into the culture, so that they know that when they step into your space, they would be the person that they have never thought of becoming. So that ordinary girl to that super girl, or the ordinary woman to that super woman. By doing that, you build your culture. And that's very important with the community. Don't be a generalist. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. You niche, even though it's not going to be easy to find that niche for now, but start with your mastery, you'll be able to get somewhere.
So I want to dig in a little bit on, you know, 200,000 women inside your community. That is massive, right? And so a lot of people are listening to this going, I've got a brand, or I've got a company, or I've got a product, and I'm working on creating my community. Give us some of the you know, I guess the method to the madness and how you've gone about creating one, such a movement, and two, at the velocity that you've done it at, and three, with the quantity of women now that are involved in your community and how you continue to keep what now feels like a big community still feel small and, you know, very intimate.
That's like five questions in one.
I know, huh? I was like, one, two, three.
Okay, so.
I only threw it at you because I know you can handle it. That's why.
Okay, thank you. So I think, first of all, the movement was really to help women to shortcut their success because of the past I've gone through, the businesses I've done. It's more birth forth from that. And of course, it's a calling, and women are the people I want to serve because my mother is the inspiration. And why Southeast Asia? So it's because, you know, I need to choose a market space, right? So we talk about red ocean and blue ocean. So in the past, we talk about blue ocean, you know, there's no competition, you're unique. And then now the red ocean comes up because everybody is doing the same thing, right? So before that, for Soul Rich Women, we were helping F&B business owners a lot more. So there were a lot more clients from F&B and community from F&B, because I was from F&B, right, which is the cafe retail side. But after looking at it and somehow looking at the trend, I knew that if we were to do this, we will not be able to thrive as well. Number two, Alibaba invested into Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand, into logistics, into e-commerce, and everything else. So China is the next big wave to really pump in their, you know, their resources into the what we call the structure here in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. So if you don't ride on the wave, you're going to be behind, right? So I saw that opportunity. I said, okay, we got to really focus and niche even more onto the area that we are good in, which is online. And then specifically, because even online, there's like e-commerce, there's eBay, there's Amazon, there's like Taobao, there's so many other things, right? So then we choose not to go into this area. We choose to go into what we are really good at, which is to get clients online when you have, you know, by elevating your status on social media, in the online space, people recognize you as the industry expert. That's when people will be magnetized and paying clients will come after you and not you go after them. And that instantly will grow your clients online and 10x your F word, which is having freedom and financial independence. And that's super important. So my advice to you who is listening to this show and watching this, you really, really got to look into what exactly do you stand for, and, you know, what do you want to be known for? Like someone asks you, what do you do? I'm like this. Oh, so boring, right? Exactly, in 30 seconds, how can you introduce yourself? So that's one of the things that you want to be looking into.
I love that. And as I know, a lot of communities get bigger and bigger and bigger. Some people feel lost in the numbers and the connection gets diluted. How do you continue to make every single person in your community feel as important as you guys continue to grow?
Personalization is extremely important, and working with partners in the different countries. So we're in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, Philippines, Myanmar, and Cambodia. So we also have local partners while we are an online community. We have local partners whom we work with. They will work with their local neighborhoods, right? So because they know their local people better. And even for the market segments that we are working with, even like Vietnam, we only work with women who speak English. We do have women who only speak Vietnamese, but like I said, we only have that amount of time and that amount of resources and to grow and help more women, right? So we leave it to the locals to help those who don't really speak English, but we continue to empower those who are able to belong to the tribe to keep moving forward. So it's like kind of like a structure online where it's free to engage and network. But to go deeper will be, they have like what you call community leaders, or what we call leaders of excellence, where we appoint leaders across the region. They are like the people representing their voice, and then they will like kind of like encourage them and share with them, you know, motivate them. Because Southeast Asia is a very interesting animal. Culturally, we are very different in just different countries, in different cities. Mm-hmm. So you need the locals and you need the partners to come together as one. That's why I said, alone you are strong. together we are unstoppable.
Mm, I love that. So what is your big vision? I know it's obviously a million women, and I know you're going to get there. So what's beyond a million women?
Well, it's still a million women, and to continue to reach out to more. I think the work is never done and never enough. Like the trend of what we call the women empowerment, even for the US, it only started about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. right? But So Rich Woman has been around for 5 years now. And there is so much work to be done in Southeast Asia because, first of all, like I said, the e-commerce, I mean, our online structures were not as, what we call strong, but still, you know, we are definitely growing, from as time goes on. So I would say that what I see is to really help women to own the F word. It is a movement that women can have it all. As long as we stay true and aligned, we call our community, we will all walk as one.
That's beautifully said. Well, all I know is the world is a better place having an amazing leader in general, as well as a female leader like you out there leading the charge and creating this space of opportunity for so many women who don't really feel like they have that outlet or that community or those resources or the education or mentorship that they need to take that leap of faith. So I love that you're doing this. What does it look like here in the US? Being that I know obviously you've got a great roots system in Southeast Asia, is the vision to continue kind of mining for diamonds and building that network out in your own backyard, or are you looking to expand it out into the US and other countries around the world?
That's the question I get. So I think it's more of sharing what we are doing here in Southeast Asia. I think I would still like to be the expert and be the pillar of support within the Southeast Asia region. Do I want to go global? I think the system can be duplicated. The sisterhood can be duplicated. The movement can be duplicated. So women are welcome to come into Southeast Asia to meet new sisters, you know, to do business. And in Southeast Asia, we are quite different. That means like we prefer to, I mean, I don't know about yourself, but for us, we like to like network online first, you know, check each other out before we move into the next step. But I think everywhere is the same.
Yeah.
So it's more of introducing what we are doing here so that more people will get to know. I would say that nothing happened by chance and nothing is by coincidence. As long as I keep believing that, you know, the sharing part, we just stay consistent to keep sharing our message out. And I think that's when we will be heard even more.
I love that. And as you continue to grow your business, obviously you've had some financial success with your franchises, with your business platform now. You know, are you continuing to reinvest your earnings into your business? What does your approach to wealth building look like, and how important is that pillar of your life in your overall kind of happiness model?
Wow. So for me, I like to invest back into the business because that's really my goal. And this is my legacy business. Like this is like the last one for now, right? This is the mm-hmm. one that I want to build. And I want to focus on this part. So that's what I'm doing. Happiness and building wealth. I think for me, when I see another woman making money online, I mean, in the past, I was an image consultant. The only way is to make someone beautiful and, you know, be able to stand on stage, hold a microphone and speak and probably do good for a Forbes interview and CNBC interview, right? That's my strength.
Right.
But now I can actually put all these things together into this plus the business skill set all in one, and the women can go through this entire blueprint called the Soul Rich Woman Blueprint, and they literally can bring their business from offline to online, which means to get clients online, to get recognition online, just like that. Really very important. We have women who did it in like 12 days. We have women who did it in like 2 months. So it is possible. Some of them make four figures about like maybe a few thousand dollars. But you know, sometimes financial independence is not just about, how do I say this? It's like a voice. Like I'm providing women a voice. Like they can come here, they can share their thoughts safely because it's an all-women platform. Mm-hmm. They can be here to receive support and pursue their dreams, right? While maybe their husband or boyfriends or partner may not still understand fully, or mm-hmm. maybe they understand fully, but they, at least they know that there's a safe haven here to guide them and bring them through.
That's so important. I think, especially in today's world, having that community, that outlet where you feel like you belong, where you can get your cup filled, and it doesn't necessarily, like you said, always have to equate to money. I know, you know, just having friendships or experiences, that there's richness in that. There's wealth in that. And that doesn't, wealth doesn't always equate to dollars.
But I would like to add on, do you know, because I did about 600 women event with Kim Kiyosaki. So Kim Kiyosaki mm-hmm. is the author of Rich Woman and the yep. wife of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad. So I spoke with her and she talked about being financially free. So I would like to address this, I mean, because yeah, we are so rich women, right? We still need to talk about money.
Yes.
So she talks about financially free. So basically, whatever you're earning right now, your expenses, okay, your cash flow must be more than that, right? So as long as you have a cash flow, let's say you make $10,000, okay, whatever that money you're coming in, whether is it through properties or through business, okay, minus away your expenses, that buffer of the cash flow, if you have that cash flow, you are financially free. A lot of the women, when they come into, because of advertisements and things like that, they assume that, oh, no, I'm making so little, only 2 months, I only make a few thousand dollars. It's so poor, you know, I'm so not good enough. I'm like, please, you know, you are already financially free, right? Because you have that cash flow. So she said that she and Robert in 1982, they have one property. So they lowered their expenses to about $3,000 and the money that was coming from their properties was about $10,000. So they lowered, so the difference was $7,000 and they were financially free in the 80s, just like that. So she was sharing about the concept that don't have to be $1 million. And doesn't mean we don't talk about money. We must talk about money. Yep. But how can we really, how do I say this, embrace this financial education concept, which is to invest in yourself.
Yep. Make money matter. And I believe that money only makes you more of who you already are. So the good people should be out there hustling to try and make more money because they're going to use it for good and they're going to use it to enrich other people's lives and their communities and causes. So I believe that it is our duty, Janicia and I and you and anybody else listening to this show, to go out and make as much money as we can the right way and use it for the causes that we are passionate about, to make our dent, our legacy, our impact on the world. And I just loved what you talked about, because that is one of the staples of the show, is working to become a 100%er, where 100% of your passive income covers 100% of your living expenses. And when you get there, you are truly financially free, which opens up so much mental real estate in your mind and your body and your spirit and your soul to go out and do what really you were put on the earth to do, to add value to other people and what you're passionate about. So I just love your mission. I love what you stand for. And I know a lot of people that are listening to this, whether you have a daughter, whether you have a wife, whether you have a friend that needs to hear this message today, be sure to share this episode with them. But if they want to follow you, Janicia, and learn more about where you're at and what you're up to and some of the events that you guys throw or just the tools and resources that you provide, where's the best place for them to do that?
Well, you can reach me at soulrichwoman.com, soulrichwoman.com. I've got two downloads for you. One is a personal branding secrets book that I have written. It's available for you to download for free. And then the other one is, how do you delegate 80% of your to-do list so you can get your assistant to help you to make more money?
I like both of those. So we'll include both of those links in the show notes. Thanks so much for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Well, that does it for today's interview. Hopefully you got some massive value from the content that was shared today. I know I did. And just know that if you didn't have a chance to go and take notes, any of the things that were discussed on today's episode will be in the show notes. You can get those over at millionairemindcast.com. And the goal is to just take one thing from each and every episode and put it into practice, to implement, to take massive action on it, because you never know. One little thought, one little strategy, one little thing can completely change the course of your entire life, your entire business. So make sure that whatever that one thing was, you put it into action. And if you got some value or you think other people would get some value from what was shared in today's episode, all we ask is that you share it out. Feel free to tag me on social media. Feel free to connect with me on social media at Official Mattier and all my platforms. And if you're not subscribed to the podcast yet, be sure to subscribe so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. If you haven't left a review yet, this is how we continue to spread and share this message to make an impact, a ripple effect in more people's lives to better them and empower them on their march to a million and beyond. If you want to know more about the tools, the coaching, the accountability groups, and the events that we have available and provide to hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself who are looking to not only build more wealth, but are looking to live like a millionaire in all areas of your life, and you want to be surrounded by more people who share those common goals and morals and values, go over and check out therichlifeacademy.com. Until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.